it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was up late last night, Scrape.
Oh, yeah?
Studying up. Getting a little tired of getting whooped at Chris versus the fans.
Oh, is that right?
Fans have been taking over last few games. We got another round of the popular game show coming up here shortly as we start the 4 o'clock hour. Our final couple of segments today. Remember Padre baseball? A little early tonight. Padres and the Reds. 5:40. First pitch will be thrown by Nick Pivetta to TJ Friedl. And hopefully that pitch will not leave the yard. I don't mean it in a bad way.
No,
but
it
is pretty funny that
often.
Like 5 of the last 6 games, a team keeps hitting a home run before we could even sit in our seats.
I got into my car last night to drive home, and I heard Jesse say, Reds up 1-0. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know, every night, every game. So we'll see what happens tonight. Pivetta, Andrew Abbott, good lefty for Los Rojos. And somebody wrote in earlier this week, Los Rockies are coming in tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
There's no Spanish word evidently for Rockies.
No, there's not. Just, Rockies are a name we could say.
They're just the Rockies.
We way overthought that one.
The Rocks are coming in for 4 games. I mean, does it just go without saying that we got to like win all those?
Yeah.
But we're worried that we won't. I know how it goes. All right, Chris versus the fans, time to have a chance to qualify for fabulous prizes, like a grand prize trip to see the Eagles. Yes, the band, the Eagles. They're going to be at the Sphere Las Vegas. 2 tickets to the show January 30th. You get a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, a VIP package, and a $100 gas card to help get you at least as far as Barstow. The Eagles have added 2026 shows to the band's residency at the Sphere. It all started on January 23rd, or next year. They've added the shows on January 23rd, 24th. January 30th is the one you'll get to go to, and then January 31st. So 48 shows total from last September through next January. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Whew. All right, go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know. And you will get that first question for free today. All right. I'm all over the place, Chris. I'm trying to figure everything out right now.
I
okay,
can't
phone's help. Up there. All right, let's get started. Let's go to our first contestant, Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
What's happening, guys?
Not too much.
Hey, Scraby.
What?
Guess what?
Oh, what?
Here's Johnny.
Chris has said some really fantastic jokes. Are you taking my joke
role?
You
like the one with the elephant.
I was
you did
just
like that
shocked.
One. You like that
You're
one.
Talking about elephants with 3 balls.
You
We're
like
talking
that
about
one.
Baseball. They walk the elephant. Okay.
All right,
Johnny, I'm sorry about that. Here we go. Question number 1. What NFL team scored the most points in their game over the weekend?
Week 1.
Week
high
1.
Score.
Yes, high score.
Fair question, Scrape.
Thank you.
The Bills?
The Bills. is correct. The Ravens allowed the Bills to score 41 points and 15 at the end of the game.
Cautionary. So. Last year's top score in week one was the Saints.
That is true. And
so
you know what?
You never know.
Ever since you said that yesterday, I have heard multiple sources reference this take of the Saints were the hottest offense in football for the first 2 weeks of last season.
They were.
And look what happened.
You don't know, but all. I'm surprised. I mean, sorry, John. I know you're in the middle of your game run here, but I'm surprised that that victory has vaulted the Bills to like the team to beat in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm not sure why either.
It was a good comeback, no question.
But they also
but they gave up
terrible.
40 points and they were outplayed for most of the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that comeback, you know, makes them the best team in football.
We live in a world of hot takes, Chris. Okay. We live in a world of hot takes.
All right,
here's
back to Johnny.
Here's Johnny's
number two question.
See, I got a laugh on that one.
Yeah, pretty good.
Three players so far in Major League Baseball have hit 48 home runs or more this season.
48 or more. It's kind of an arbitrary
number. Name all three. Well, because there was only three at the top. 48 or more, name all three.
I think Johnny can do that.
Kyle Raleigh.
Okay.
Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
And Shohei Ohtani.
Correct.
Yep,
nice job.
Very good.
Yes, big dumper.
Leads
them all.
Cal Raleigh was correct, but we'd prefer you call him the big dumper.
Yeah, but you can call him by his real name. Chris hated this nickname about like
for
three
the first
months
minute,
ago.
But after that, I loved it. Yeah.
All right, you, Johnny, are on to question number three. You get this right, or Chris gets it wrong, you're qualified for this trip to see the Eagles. All right. Which National League West player has the most triples in baseball this season?
Nobody cares about triples.
Except for the couple that Jackson Merrill's hit this week.
Maybe it's Jackson Merrill.
O'Neill Cruz?
Let me National
Cruz.
League West.
You said National League West. We'll give you one more guess if you want to try that. We'll give you another guess because it was National League West, just because we like you, Johnny.
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
Not a Dodger, is it?
You can also pass if you'd like and force Chris to guess.
Well, I think he'd rather
Corbin
guess.
Corbin Carroll?
He got it!
Wow!
He came up with it.
And
good
I can tell
you, Johnny.
Johnny, stay right there. Great plan. I'm going to get your information in the break. I can tell you, though, that looking up who has the most triples in baseball this year is not an easy thing to do in 25 seconds. So,
No, he got it. I knew it because Corbin Carroll's on my club, my fantasy. But every time he hits a triple, I'm like, that doesn't do me any good. There's no triple category in my fantasy.
You guys don't have like OPS or on base?
Yes, we do. But I'm just saying a triple is just like a single in our league. Anyway, good job, Johnny. You won it. That's about the eighth day in a row that I haven't even played. Chris versus the fans.
Would you rather not play or play and lose?
No, I want the people to win. Okay. So I'm glad for Johnny. He came up with Corbin Carroll, pulled it right out of there. Nicely done. We'll take a break here. We got one final segment to go. And got a couple of items before we send it on to Sam Lovett's pregame show, so stick around.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. We got about 20 minutes to go here. Gwen and Chris. Wednesday edition. Getting ahead of myself.
I can't tell which day it is either, Chris.
Tomorrow, we will have a regular show, or, you know, regular for a game. There's a game tomorrow, again. They play Thursday evening. Rockies start a four-game series here. Should remind, you know, the last time the Rockies were here, they didn't score a run in all three games of the series. They were shut out all three times by the Padres. Padres will hope to continue that kind of dominance, but that's starting tomorrow. Tonight they have to focus on the Reds. The Rockies hopefully can help the Padres out up in Los Angeles, but don't count on it. Did we ever get a final? By the way, I lost track of the Giants game against Arizona. Did that go? I'm sure it went final.
I haven't reported. I haven't looked either, to be honest.
Let me look. It was 5-2 in favor of the D-backs. They won 5-3, so the Giants lose. That's helpful for the time being. Padres are now 5.5 ahead of the Giants with 2.5 weeks to go. If you're wondering about that, Texas, by the way, finished a sweep of Milwaukee today. And I saw the other day, front runner right now, American League Manager of the Year. A.J. Hinch is probably still the front runner because Detroit's on top. But there start people starting to talk about Bochy. He's doing it again. Texas was well out of this thing a month ago. Look now. Houston, I think, is 1 up on Seattle and 2 up on Texas now in the AL West. Bochy.
I read that Bruce Bochy, no, I'm not, this is not my opinion.
Right.
I read that Bruce Bochy may be out after this year.
I read the same, not fired, but just that he kind of wants out. And maybe he would like to work his way back to San Francisco, where Bob Melvin was going to be fired until about a month or 2 weeks ago when the Giants started winning all the time again.
Yes, that is true.
There's a lot of talk about those things. But let's at least let Boch finish the season here in Texas. And who knows, with him, he may end up with another World Series by the time it's over. This guy, he's been living right for a while now.
Yes, he has.
He's a great manager, but there's a lot of great managers who don't win 3 world titles or 4 world titles. Bochy has done that. 4. That's what I mean?
Lot.
Yeah. Like, and with a different team. You throw it in there.
Two teams.
And with the Rangers, an organization who'd never won anything. Like, the Rangers were, for lack of a better phrase, kind of the Padres of the American League. In their history, they'd been to 2 World Series, they'd lost them both, and had never really been close otherwise. Bochy got there. Champs.
Champ is here.
You know what's funny? Name 5 guys from that Ranger team.
Corey Seager.
I know it's Corey Seager, but...
Corey Seager! Marcus Semien.
Semien, okay.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Eovaldi, all right.
Nathaniel Lowe.
Was he first base?
Yep. And Evan Carter.
Rookie that year. Not bad.
Boom!
Yeah, he did well.
Boom shakalaka!
Well, I mean, I think...
You were hoping that I couldn't.
I was trying to make a point that there was kind of a no-name team, and it still really kind of is a no-name team.
Don't ask me for anyone else.
Right.
Oh, Austin Hedges.
Yay, leading the cheers.
Leading the cheers.
He was. I can't give Austin a whole lot more credit than that.
What are you talking about?
I know he'd like more credit than that, but he's not getting it.
Who was their main starting catcher? I thought it was him.
No, God, no.
Let me go see.
Jonah Heim? I don't know.
Ah, that does make sense.
It's kind of a forgettable team. I really was. I don't remember who it was, but I know Hedges was on the bench.
Was this 2023, right?
Yes, when they beat the Diamondbacks in the World Series.
The most random World Series ever.
It was. They got there, you know, by beating the Astros in the ALCS, and that 7-game series, the home team did not win a single game. In that Astro Ranger series that year.
They had on their World Series roster, they had Hedges, Mitch Garver, and Jonah Heim.
Okay. Yeah, Hedges was third.
Oh, John Gray was on that team. Apparently Max Scherzer was on the team.
I don't remember him at all.
Martin Perez was on the team? Oh, here's a good one. Jordan Montgomery.
He had a hot run there.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Everything's gone downhill since then.
Their closer was not all that big a deal either. The guy just got hot at the right time. Right-hander, he's escaped my name now for whatever reason.
Aroldis Chapman.
No.
Andrew Heaney.
No. Chapman was not the closer in the playoffs.
Bradford.
No.
Spores.
Oh,
God. Oh, is it Will Smith?
No. Will Smith was on that team, but he was not the closer in the playoffs. It was a right-hander who just like...
Okay, I'll just keep naming names.
Really? He's
Jose
not...
Leclerc.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who it was. Leclerc. He got hot.
All right.
And he closed out a bunch of games in the playoffs. So it was a weird year, but Bochy was there for it. All right, that's enough talk about the Rangers, I would say, for a while.
Yeah, I want to brown them up.
What do you got for football? Anything on your mind other than...
What do I got for football?
Purdy's unlikely to play and now can miss weeks. 49ers play the Saints this week. I you know, that's a gimme, isn't it? Do you ever like... Well, you do, because you're a 49er fan. You get arrogant and you talk about how a game's just a gimme.
Okay.
If you looked at the rest of the schedule, you know who's playing this weekend in the NFL? Pretty good matchup.
The Ravens are playing the Browns.
Okay, that's not what I was
referring
to.
I know the Chiefs are playing
the Eagles.
All right,
I don't want every game. I wanted that game.
The Chiefs playing
the
Eagles.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the marquee game.
Oh, before you get into it, can I rant for one minute?
Please.
I was going to say 1 second, but I'm going to say 1 minute. The more I think about this Jalen Carter non-suspension, the more angry I'm getting at the NFL. Right. They said that his suspension counted because he was ejected in the beginning of the game.
Right.
I'm sorry. You spit on someone and you're ejected in the game, that's the punishment for spitting on someone is being ejected, and then the punishment from the league is an additional game. I cannot believe that they said he already served his time and is getting out on good time.
We went over this question yesterday, and I originally thought I'd like to see the NFL, you know, lock him up and throw away the key. Because I just don't like Jalen Carter. I'm not a fan of this guy in any way. But the more I thought about it, you know, he served a game. He didn't play in that game. Hear me out. And so I thought, you know what? In baseball terms, 1/17th of the schedule is like missing 10 games. So I thought that's a pretty fair suspension. Sends the message, don't do that again. But then you brought it back up a third time. And what you said, honestly, now makes better sense to me than all of it before.
Wow.
Because here's where you're correct. I don't even know if you know it.
I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
But here's where you're correct. He was ejected from the game for his actions.
Yes.
That was a result of what he did. So by saying his suspension has already been served, you're basically not giving him a suspension at all.
Yeah, you're giving him time served is what I was listening.
Time served
for.
Is what he got. So don't tell us that you're suspending him. He was never suspended. He was ejected from that game. That is a different thing altogether.
I agree.
If there was a suspension, it would have had to begin in week two.
Yes.
Because week one, he was not suspended. He was ejected for his actions. And so, you know, now my third time on this story, but I'm kind of with you. I think he should have gotten another game because the game that he missed was because of his own doing and an injection. If you want to give him a suspension, which you should, that should be an additional game.
And I do not want to hear anybody tell me, well, Dak did it first, because you know what? I have never even thought of spitting on anyone in my life. That is just a line that human beings don't cross. That is one of the lines that you just don't cross.
Well, Dak spit. He did not spit at or on Jalen Carter.
He spit at them, but he didn't spit on them. I understand.
Look, Dak's not 100% in the clear here.
No, and but Dak, he didn't cause it either.
I'd be honest with you. Dak's airhead as well.
What?
Not my favorite.
Neil says on the chat, there are numerous instances where people have spit on other people in the NFL, and there's always been a fine. There has never been a suspension. I don't care.
Well, it's high time.
It is. If you
Your guy Romanowski did it way back in the day.
And he was caught on camera, and it was much worse than what Jalen Carter did.
Man, he
I
got
think
about
he spit
a,
into the face.
I think they wrote him a check for $500.
I don't know if they did that, but I think they were very upset. But and this has nothing to do with the Eagles and my love of the 49ers. This is all to do with, like, if you're going to create a place where you really want sportsmanship to be top of mind for these athletes, you have to have done something to make an example.
Understand that in the offseason, the NFL, which they always do, had their meetings, and a point of emphasis this year is sportsmanship. Okay. Kind of like when they do point of emphasis is going to be illegal procedure. And yes. Then the first six games, like every time the ball is put in play, there's an illegal procedure. And like enough already. Yeah, enough. Okay, we get it. And then the announcer says, well, that's a point of emphasis this year. All right. Well, the point of emphasis this year is sportsmanship. Pretty hard, and if you're in the first game of the season, somebody does that, and you don't at least penalize it in some way.
I agree. I mean, ejection is a punishment, but it's not.
I know I'm old school. I know get off my lawn. I know that I ref high school basketball, and it's a different world there, where when the kids don't show sportsmanship, we are told, and they do receive technical fouls because we're trying to at least pass along the right message that every time you make a jump shot, you don't get to get in the face of the other kid. You know, get down the court and make it look like you know what you're doing.
You have to make it standard.
So the NFL, you know, I think it's time because the sportsmanship has reached a point of crisis where just about everybody has to mouth off after everything that they do. So I'm behind the NFL on this, but I disagreed with their decision on Carter. I think you should have got more. But I also don't like Carter to begin with. So that has to be factored into my commentary.
We do have to put aside the fact of his past. And I got a message from someone. Well, he murdered two people. I think that's going a little far because he was not driving the car that did end up crashing and killing those two people. But he was racing, and he supposedly...
Certainly part of the responsibility. And somebody else brought up the fact that him by doing the spitting thing, that has brought everybody back to his car race. Oh, you said, but you're right. Because I don't think we forgot about the car racing thing. But Jalen Carter was starting to carve out a bit of a career as a good player and a champion and all that.
Yeah.
And now all the talk is back about his negative stuff. That's his fault for, you know, doing that.
I'm also surprised that the Eagles players didn't have more of a reaction. Jalen Hurts was like, yeah, we talked about it. It's in the past. Like,
that's a tough one.
Because they could be dealing with it internally.
Well, we also said the other day, Angel Reese shouldn't be calling out her own players in the media. So I don't know that the Eagles should be calling him out either.
Okay.
Publicly. I hope, and I imagine somebody privately said, man, enough. Enough is enough.
I don't know if this is true, but Eric on the chat says, you have to play two snaps in order to qualify for a played game. If you play under that, then it's like you didn't play that game. He got ejected the first snap.
He got ejected. Yeah, no, Eric, you're not wrong, but make no mistake, he got ejected. He was not suspended from the first game.
Yeah.
He was ejected.
But he's saying that the game doesn't count unless you play two snaps. I've never heard that before. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I've never heard it. I would have to look into that to see. But still, it doesn't matter. You do what you do. You have to pay for it.
Thursday night game's pretty good. Washington at Green Bay. So that'll kick things off.
Bang,
but
bang,
that's
Debo
tomorrow.
Gang.
We don't have that game because we have Padres tomorrow. We do have Roundtable tomorrow morning. Should be fun. Hopefully we'll be coming off a Padre win. Join us at 10 a.m. for an hour free of commercial-free Padre talk. Till then, for Scraby, Tony, Casello, enjoy your rest of your Wednesday night. And we'll see you when the weekend starts going downhill tomorrow.
Don't even put that into the universe!
No, downhill as in like we're getting toward the end of the week.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Rockies.
No.
I took it too far in my head.
You did.
Sorry about that. Bye.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.